hospice, palliative, and respite care. Hospice and palliative care both focus on managing the symptoms of an illness, with an emphasis on controlling the discomfort and pain that a patient experiences while incorporating the spiritual, cultural, and religious needs of the patient and family or support system. Respite care is generally used when the patient's caregivers or family become fatigued and need a break. If the patient resides in a personal residence, the patient may be temporarily transferred to a facility for up to 5 days and then transferred back home. By that time, the family is usually more rested and better prepared to meet the patient's care needs. With regard to infection risks, it is the variation in the hospice care setting that presents the most significant challenge. The setting in which hospice care is provided affects the ability of the healthcare personnel, HCP, or caregiver to adapt infection prevention measures to meet the expressed desires of the patient. Certain settings may require adaptation of infection prevention measures. It is important that the patient's desires and goals be considered so that they maintain a desired quality of life. Care settings can include the patient's personal home, a hospital, an assisted living facility, a long-term care facility, a group boarding home, a freestanding hospice facility, or a family member's home, among others. The patient may transition back and forth between facilities. Any potential settings should be assessed to determine what resources and infrastructures are available to provide care for the patient. The assessment data should be used to perform a risk assessment with the patient and family to determine what fits with the patient's desires and goals. Developing a hospice or palliative plan for LTC facilities may present challenges in meeting the patient's preferences. Every attempt should be made to incorporate the patient's preferences in their plan of care, regardless of the setting. Although the patient may understand and accept the risk, the guiding principle should be that it does not cause harm or potential harm to other patients, caregivers, and HCP. Regulations still must be followed, and these regulations may need to be explained to the patient and their family. Key point: device use in hospice and palliative care patients may involve central lines, feeding tubes, non-invasive respiratory aids, urinary catheterization, etc. before a device is placed in a hospice/palliative care patient. The device and its purpose, care, benefits, risks, potential complications, and projected duration of use need to be openly discussed with the patient and incorporated into the plan of care if the patient agrees to the device. Some devices may be used for comfort measures in this patient population. Example, urinary catheter so the patient can sleep through the night or conserve energy. Central line for pain medications and slash or other medications that reduce symptoms. Antibiotics, even though they may pose a risk to the patient. Care and maintenance should follow the established standard of care for the device. If the patient requests to not follow these standards, the healthcare team should seek alternative methods of device care that meet the patient's desires while providing optimal mitigation of infection and/or adverse events.